An agreement hammered out this month between groundwater and surface water users in the Snake River Aquifer seeks to stabilize the underground reservoir by cutting well water use and by pumping some groundwater back into the aquifer to recharge it. Still, the big aquifer, covering roughly 200 by 60 miles, is dropping rapidly. A new survey by the U.S. Geological Survey found water levels have dropped as much as 25 feet over the past 14 years. In fact, the agency said the two monitoring wells on the Idaho National Laboratory went dry in the past year, and water levels at several other wells are barely above the pump heads. Irrigators are also worried about shrinkage of the aquifer, not for the radioactivity monitoring, but for crop damage. The new pact requires well users to cut their water usage by 240,000 acre-feet a year. That's about 11% of normal. Additionally, the Idaho Department of Water Resources will inject another 250,000 acre-feet of water into the aquifer each year. The agency will use Snake River flow and natural seepage from unlined irrigation canals. I'm Tom Bacon.